The Top 200 Prescribed Drugs podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and may not be construed as medical advice. The information is not intended to replace medical advice offered by physicians, pharmacists, or drug manufacturers.
Hello and welcome to the Top 200 podcast, where we'll be looking at the Top 200 Prescribed Drugs, one drug at a time. On this episode, we are looking at the second most prescribed drug, which is Lipitor. The generic for Lipitor is atorvastatin, and it's only available by brand name. Mechanism of action, it is a statin, so it inhibits HMG-CoA reductase, which is involved in the rate-limiting step of the synthesis of cholesterol. So basically, you just decrease the amount of cholesterol the body can produce, and this increases LDL receptors on hepatocytes, which increases LDL clearance and catabolism. Indications for Lipitor or atorvastatin: treatment of dyslipidemia. It can reduce total cholesterol, LDL, apolipoprotein B, and triglycerides, as well as increase HDL. It can also be used for primary prevention and secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease. Dosage forms: it comes in a tablet, 10 milligrams, 20, 40, and 80 milligrams. Doses for dyslipidemia: the initial dose you'd want to give would be 10 to 20 milligrams a day. And the dose range, again, is just going to be 10 to 80 milligrams a day. And this is going to be individualized based on response and lipid levels of the patient. In general, atorvastatin can decrease LDL levels by 39 to 60%, you know, depending on the dose. There's no adjustments for renal impairment, and Lipitor is contraindicated in active liver disease. The pharmacokinetics that are important: it is a 3A4 substrate, so you'd want to look at that as far as drug interactions go. Other statins that are 3A4 substrates include simvastatin and lovastatin. Fluvastatin and rosuvastatin are 2C9, and pitavastatin and pravastatin have no CYP interactions. Something to note: grapefruit juice is a 3A4 inhibitor, so you'd want to tell your patient to avoid large quantities of grapefruit juice, large quantities being greater than a quart a day. The onset of action is usually seen in 3 to 5 days, but the max effect is seen in about 2 weeks. Contraindications: obviously hypersensitivity, active liver disease, which we've already mentioned, pregnancy, and breastfeeding are also contraindications. Some precautions: myopathy or rhabdomyolysis. You want to monitor this closely. It is a dose-related risk, and because of this, you want to make sure the patient is on the lowest effective dose. Increased risk with concurrent use of 3A4 inhibitors, fibric acid derivatives such as gemfibrozil, or niacin at doses greater than 1 gram a day. You want to use caution in the elderly. They're at increased risk of developing myopathy. And you'd want to tell your patient to report any unexplained muscle pain, tenderness or weakness, or dark brown urine. Those could be signs of rhabdomyolysis. Another precaution would be hepatic impairment. Statins can cause liver dysfunction, so you'd want to use caution in patients who have a history of liver impairment or who consume large amounts of alcohol. You'd want to let your patients know that they should avoid excess alcohol, and the recommended intake of alcohol for males is 2 drinks a day, and for females is 1 drink a day. The main adverse drug reactions that you're going to see, the main one is probably going to be GI upset, diarrhea, nausea. You can also have dyspepsia, arthralgia, myalgia, headache, insomnia, dizziness, increased LFTs, and then the precautions that we mentioned, myopathy and rhabdomyolysis with increased creatine phosphokinase. Major drug interactions: only thing I'm going to say here is be aware of other drugs that are metabolized or inhibit 3A4. Pregnancy category X, it's a contraindication, as are all statins contraindicated in pregnancy. It's also contraindicated in breastfeeding. Safety monitoring: at baseline, you want to measure the patient's creatine phosphokinase and muscle symptoms, as well as their liver function test. And then you want to measure their liver function test again at 12 weeks. If their LFT is increased greater than 3 times the upper limit of normal, you'd want to discontinue the statin. And you can reinitiate atorvastatin or a different statin once their LFTs return to normal. At each visit, you'd want to talk to your patient about muscle symptoms. If the patient complains of abnormal muscle pain or weakness, then you'd want to recheck their creatine phosphokinase and discontinue Lipitor if their CPK increases greater than 10 times the upper limit of normal. You can reinitiate a different statin once the muscle pain is gone and their CPK levels return to normal. As far as efficacy monitoring, you'd want to get a fasting lipid panel at baseline. You'd want to follow up with another fasting lipid panel at about 8 weeks. And then after that, you'd want to get a fasting lipid panel about every 3 months once the patient is stable. And you can increase this to every 6 months. Major counseling points that you'd want to go over. Atorvastatin can be taken without regard to food or time of day. Other statins that can be taken without regard to time of day include pravastatin and rosuvastatin. Most statins need to be taken at night because the body naturally produces the majority of its cholesterol at night, so they're optimally effective if taken at night. Lipitor is meant to work along with diet and exercise. It's not a replacement, so make sure the patients are sticking to diet and exercise as they should. Again, avoid excess alcohol. You'd want to counsel on the common adverse drug reactions that we talked about, especially the GI symptoms, and tell your patient to report any abnormal muscle pain, cramping, or weakness, or brown urine. Those would be signs of rhabdomyolysis. And report yellowing of the skin or eyes, which would be signs of liver damage.
And that is it for the number 2 most prescribed drug, Lipitor. Again, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, you can email me, thestudentpharmacist@gmail.com, or you can go to the website and contact me, thestudentpharmacist.com, or you can contact me on Twitter, @thestudpharm. Thanks.